Okay, this is now lesson six. Let's do it. Welcome back. Now we have positive parenting lesson number six, which is setting positive rules to allow for creative development for your kids.
好的，现在是第六课，欢迎回来。现在是正向父母第六课，就是设立正向规则，也允许孩子具有创造力的发展。
I think you would agree this is a challenging task, but it's so important. To become a good person, to become creative, you need a good positive set of rules and values and discipline.
我相信你也会认可这是一个挑战，一个任务。但是它是如此的重要。为了成为一个优秀的人，成为一个具有创造力的人，你需要好的、正向的一系列规则、价值观、纪律。
And this is one of the great challenges in parenting. So I want to guide you through in this lesson some of the ways you can use positive hypnosis.To support your kids in living according to basic good rules.
这是为人父母当中最大的挑战之一。所以我想要在这节课当中引导你，运用正向催眠的方式来支持你的孩子遵守基础良好的规则而生活。
I want to start by emphasizing really important.Children want to grant authority to their parents. Children need their parents to be in positions of leadership. They want to give you authority, but they can only do so freely when the parent is fair and loving.
首先我想要强调一个非常重要的事情，孩子愿意认可父母的权威，孩子需要他们的父母位于领导者的位置。他们想要给你们权威，但是只有当父母公正并有爱的时候，才可以自如地做到。
If the child is getting the message from the rule giver, the parent, that they're not a good kid,It makes it very hard for them to allow themselves to fully respond in a positive way. So one of the things we've been talking about in positive hypnosis, we start with a love and a respect.
如果孩子从规则设立者父母那里得到的信息是他们不是好孩子，这会让他们全然的以正向方式回应变得很困难。所以我们一直在讨论的一件事情就是，在正向催眠当中，我们的开端是爱和尊重。
For ourselves first, and then our kids, and then we add these structures, such as rules, to provide the necessary patterning, guidance for positive creative development.
首先给予自己，然后给予孩子，之后我们加入架构，也就是规则，来提供带来正向创造力的发展所必要的模式引导。
And we talk about rules. It might be helpful to think about two types or two levels of rules. The first is what we might call theGeneral non-negotiable values. For example, do well in school or respect others or be positive, treat other people, have positive friends and activities. This would be general rules.
我们谈论规则 比较有帮助的方式是想到两种类型，两种层面的规则。首先，第一种，我们可以将它称为综合性不可协商的价值观。例如，好好上学，或者尊重他人，或者保持正向的对待他人，结交正向朋友和活动，这些都是综合规则。
Then we have the specific behavioral rules that might change over time in terms of what the details are. For example, keeping the house clean, cleaning your room, having limited electronic time on the computer or the TV or the smartphone, punctuality being on time, going to bed by a certain time,doing homework, so forth and so on.
之后还有具体的行为规范，细节会随着时间不断的改变。例如，保持家里整洁，清理自己的房间，电子设备使用时间限制，比如使用电脑的时间，看电视的时间，或者使用手机的时间，严格守时，准时。睡觉的时间规定，做作业等等。
So as parents, we need to bring this structure, bring this guidance into our kids' lives. So it's important that we think about how to do that in a positive, effective, creative way.
所以作为父母，我们需要将这些架构，这些引导带入孩子的生命当中。所以非常重要的就是我们要看看怎么正向的、有效的、具有创造力的做到这一切。
So here's a little bit of structure that I have used in teaching parenting with others. I've used with my own child who's now 26.
以下是一些我会传授给父母并且应用在我现在已经26岁的孩子身上的一些基础架构。
First step, identify the rule and schedule a meeting with the child. So the rule is limited computer time, for example. Identify that rule, and then you're going to think about what is the value.That rule is representing. What is the positive value?
第一步，明确规则，确定与孩子开会商讨的时间。例如，规则是使用电脑有时间限制。明确规则，然后你需要思考的就是，这些规则所代表的价值是什么。
So it's limiting computer time, so you have more time for human connection, more time for your homework, more time to be able to do other things. Think through. There's a rule here, and there's a positive value underlying that rule. That's what you want to be able to base your rule setting and communication in.
正向的价值是什么？比如限制使用电脑时间，所以就有更多的时间与人连接，更多的时间做自己的作业，更多的时间做别的事情。仔细思考，规则在这里，这背后是有正向的价值的。这就是为什么你需要在你的沟通当中涉及规则部分。
So before you have this meeting and during the meeting with your child, of course, I'm going to remind you, really important to develop your positive parenting state.
在你确定沟通时间之前，以及在沟通会议的过程当中，我会提醒你的就是，非常重要的就是发展你的正向父母状态。
Before you communicate verbally, before you try to do anything with others. Remember that state. Breathe up and down. Bring peace inside. Feel peace with the world around you. Feel your connection to your heart.
在你语言沟通之前，在你做任何事情之前，回忆起这个状态。呼吸上下流动，将平和带入内在，在周围的整个世界当中感到平和，感受到与心的连结。
Have a smile on your face. And then see and imagine your child in the same way. See the beauty that they have in their heart. Feel that sense, you're a great kid. I believe you're growing into a wonderful person.
脸上带上微笑，之后以同样的方式看到、想象到你的孩子，看到他们内心深处的美，看到、感受到，你是个好孩子，你一定会长成为一个优秀的人。
This is the base that makes your rule positive, that allows you to establish these rules in loving.Positive way.
这就是允许你的规则保持正向的基础，并且能够允许你有爱的正向的方式建立这些规则。
And when you communicate with your child, start with the positive value. I'm going to talk to you about a rule or a set of rules.That are important for you to follow at this point.
当你与孩子沟通时，以正向价值开始。我会跟你谈论一些规则的问题，或者设立一些规则，非常重要，需要你遵守的规则。
And I just want to start by saying the basic value and the rule in this family is.For example, enjoy success, or to be healthy, or to have good connection with others. This is the base. This is what you are insisting that your child recognize and respect. This is a positive thing. Remember that.
我希望你可以首先谈论的是家庭规则当中的正向价值，例如享受成功，或者保持健康，或者与他人建立好的连接，这些是基础，需要你不断坚持，直到孩子能够了解并且尊重的基础。这些都是正向的事情，你要记住这一点。
Then ask their child for their best understanding.Of that value and discuss and look to honor the child's values. So it's important, for example, that you are successful out in the world. This will allow you to be a good person, to be happy, to have freedom, to have the power to help others, for example.
之后询问孩子对于这些价值的理解。展开讨论，尊重孩子的价值观，这是非常重要的。例如，如果你在这个世界上很成功，这就能够允许你成为优秀的人，成为快乐的，拥有自由，拥有帮助他人的力量。
Now you state the specific rule. To achieve that, doing well in school, for example,is very important. So a basic rule for you is to do as well as possible in school, for example, achieving high grades. That's really important. We want you to be happy. We want you to be successful. Doing well in school is really important for being able to achieve that value.
现在阐述具体的规则细节。现在阐述具体的规则细节。为了做到这一切，比如好好的上学就是非常重要的。所以对你来说，基础规则就是尽可能的在学校取得好成绩，例如得高分，这是非常重要的。我们希望你快乐，希望你成功。好好的上学对于实现这些价值而言是非常重要的。
And so you can set, and what would that mean in terms of what grades or how much time that they would need to be spending on their homework each day? Be as specific as possible. Also, make sure that what you're asking them to do is reasonable and realistic.
你可以具体解释你的意思。获得什么样的分数，每天花多少时间做作业，尽可能详细的解释，同时确保你提出的要求是合理的、实际的。
For example, when my daughter was in school, mathematics was not her very, very best subject. So I was a little bit more lenient. She had to get a good grade, but she didn't necessarily...have to get the very, very best grade in mathematics. So be reasonable. Set a rule that asks your child to achieve something difficult but achievable for them.
例如，我的女儿上学的时候，数学不是她最好的强项，所以我很宽容地表达你需要取得好成绩。但是并不意味着你需要在数学上取得最高的分数，最好的成绩。所以要合理实际，提出一些规则。要求你的孩子取得一些略有困难，但是能够做到的事情。
Next, name a consequence for not following the rule. For example,we're going to ask you to spend at least 2 hours or 3 hours, just as an example, on your homework each night. If you do not do that, you will lose a privilege. What's the privilege? Watching TV, being on the computer, spending time with friends, doing club activity.
之后罗列违反规则的后果，例如我们的要求是你每天学习做作业的时间是2到3个小时，如果你没有做到，你会失去一些特权。什么特权呢？比如看电视、使用电脑、与朋友玩耍、参加社团活动。
Identify something that your child likes to do, but it's a privilegeIt is dependent upon them following the basic family rules for them. So state the value, state the rule, state the specific way of knowing that they're following the rule. Name a consequence if they don't follow the rule.And then come back to your positive parenting state.
找到一些孩子喜欢做的事情，但是是特权的事情。这一切都取决于他们是否能够遵守家庭规则。所以，明确价值，明确规则，明确能够确保他们遵守规则的细节，罗列违反规则的后果，之后回到正向父母状态当中。
Remember, your kid is a great kid. You can believe in them. You can love them. even as you set important rules for them. So restate, feel it, and restate that positive regard. Let them know you really believe in them, you're confident in them, you love them dearly.
要记得，你的孩子是非常好的孩子，你可以信任他们，爱他们。即便你为他们设立了这些重要规则，感受到再一次表述这些正向的关怀，让他们知道你真的信任他们，对他们有信心，非常的爱他们。
And then ask them for anything they want to say. And remember, you might be flexible on some details, but be committed and consistent on the general values and the general rules. This is one of the most important things you can do for your child.
然后问问他们有什么想说的。要记得，你可能需要对一些细节保持灵活性。但是要承诺，要坚持不懈地遵守综合规则背后的正向价值。这就是其中一个你能为孩子做的最重要的事情。
And then obviously, make sure to track the rule behavior every day. Is it make sure that they're following the rules and enforce the consequences while you're in a positive parenting state?
之后很明显的就是每一天都落实遵守规则的行为，确保他们遵守这些规则，强化后果。当然，你要处于正向父母状态之中。
Continue to practice the sense of even if your kid is getting into trouble, even if your kid is struggling and you're struggling with them, remember to feel the positive regard for them. Remember to have that positive sense. They're good kids. They can follow these rules to grow into a mature, happy adult.
持续练习，即便你的孩子遇到困难，即便你的孩子很挣扎，你也对此很挣扎。要记得感受对于他们正向的关怀，记得那个正向的感知。他们是好孩子，他们能够遵守这些规则，成为一个成熟快乐的成年人。
This is some of the tough work, obviously, of parenting. If you can do it in a positive hypnosis state, it will allow your kids to mature, to become more disciplined, to integrate the family values, and to know that they're so loved and cared for.In that process.
对于为人父母而言，很明显这是一些艰难的功课。如果你能够在正向催眠的状态当中做到这一切，这会允许你的孩子更成熟，更有纪律性，更好地融入家庭价值观，以及认识到在这个过程当中他们是如此的被爱的，如此的被关怀的。
This is what we want to do as positive parents. Okay, so that's the end of lesson 6. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
这就是我们作为正向父母要去做的。好的，这就是第6课了。享受，再见。